The Warriors hosting the Kings in the first meeting of the season between these two Pacific Division foes, and this Saturday evening matchup at Oracle Arena, a close battle from start to finish with Kevin Durant taking control, a season-high 44 points, scoring a wide variety of ways while grabbing 13 rebounds and dishing out 7 assists. Klay Thompson had 5 trays en route to a 31-point night, while Damian Jones, a powerful presence in the paint, adding 13 points to the effort, and with 15 lead changes in this one, and time winding down. Klay Thompson!
What a play. I love what he did. He didn't stop for a jump shot.
Klay wouldn't be denied, giving the Warriors the lead, which they would hold in a 117-116 victory.
And the Warriors hold on. Really come back and steal one, to be honest. I don't know. They didn't have enough left for overtime tonight. And Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, simply brilliant.
Seemed to be kind of a strange finish rule-wise. Did you think the new 14-second clock affected that one possession with Klay?
For sure it did. Yeah. And I've seen it affect some other games too. When I'm watching games at night. So it's something we're gonna have to talk about it. And it's just a different vibe. You know, you're used to getting an offensive board for your entire career, and you feel that clock, and so it sneaks up on you quickly.
How about the, you had the wedgie and then the jump ball and the clock not starting. What was kind of the review process like for you?
I didn't know exactly what they were reviewing at first because I didn't see Dave call for a timeout. And then they explained what was going on. So I was happy there was only 0.3. That's tough to get a shot off. And DJ did a great job getting a piece of the ball on the pass.
Kevin obviously had a great game. What do you think has just been, over the last two games, his performance? Can you talk about how he's just been playing over these last
What about it?
How good he was playing tonight.
Yeah, phenomenal. I mean, he's taking on such a big responsibility along with Klay. You see the shot distribution. Those guys are really carrying the load offensively. And Kevin was just amazing. There were so many possessions that were kind of dead in the water, and he bailed us out late. Kevin was amazing.
And Damian, it seems like he's been struggling by his standards.
Who?
Damian Jones. How did you think he kind of rebounded from playing?
It was great. Yeah, I thought Damian looked angry out there to start the game, which I was glad to see. He hasn't played well the last couple games, so it's good to see his aggression, and got us off to a quick start with some early hoops, and I really liked his effort tonight.
Klay has always shot the ball well, but has he seemed more animated after making big plays this season?
I don't know. I'm kind of busy over there. Klay's Klay. He's going to hit big shots. He's going to be aggressive every night, and I thought he was great, especially on a back-to-back. I thought Sacramento played with more energy, better execution, and it was a good win because that's a much improved team.
How do you see him being able to process the last few moments with the shot clock situation and that three-pointer getting the putback?
Yeah, the shot clock on the one before snuck up on us, and in retrospect, I probably should have taken a timeout when I recognized that our guys were not aware of it. And then the other one, Kevin took the shot in the lane, and I think Andre got the offensive rebound, and Klay just made a great play, a great drive to the hoop. I thought he got fouled on the first attempt, but maybe he didn't. I'll have to see the replay, but great putback, great aggressive play.
To close this homestand out, there's one more game here at Oracle Arena, and it's coming up on Monday night with the Orlando Magic visiting. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.